Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party, the only Vanderpump Rules podcast that isn't produced by a major entertainment network. Here we will hit you with real Facebook on the hit Bravo TV reality show. You won't find any filtered comments here. Holly and Sarah tell it like it is. So raise your glasses, VPR fan, and let's get real.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly.
I'm Sarah.
And have you guys missed us? We're back. We've missed you, pumpers. So the season is over, and I've gone through like a little depression about it.
Yeah, like we were excited to take a break, like along with the cast, go on our vacations. But it's like, I think we need to do another podcast.
Yeah, we wanted to just come back and talk to you guys. There's just so much to discuss still about this season that we think we just have so much stuff to get into. Let's just keep talking about it and keep the Vanderpump Rules saga alive.
Yeah, because there's things that happen, like their vacations, their Twitter wars, Jax's rants, and now they're going to start filming in a couple weeks. So I tried to Google it today. We really need to go to that OK Magazine party, because that's what they said they're kicking it off with again.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
So do your deep dive stalker skills. Okay. Put those to work.
And any of you pumpers who maybe work for that.
Yeah.
You know, if you're catering or something, like, give us a uniform. We'll jump in there.
Oh, that's funny. So, yeah, we definitely are going to go back up to Sur to, once they start filming, it'll probably, I mean, unless we cruise by after the podcast on the 25th.
Yeah, I am so down for that.
So we'll stop by probably then, and then we'll probably go actually and hang out there in June.
Can we shout out that we're going to be there?
Yeah, we don't know the date yet, but what we want to do, we're going to be at this kick-ass Hollywood Hills home. We want to do a podcast there. We want to get the cast, like someone on the cast as a guest. So we were thinking about like maybe tweeting something out and then seeing a few pumpers. If you have ideas or preferences of like who you would like, if you want to retweet that and tag that cast member and ask them as well, because we figure if we just pepper them constantly, at least they'd know that there's a lot of people, like all of you, that want to hear them on this podcast.
Yeah. So this season, we didn't have any of the cast members on as guests or any guests for that matter. And I know we have some pumpers, too, that we need to reach out to that wanted to be on the podcast. We are happy to do that as well. We've just been nervous to have guests, and we really want to have someone on. We're ready to do it. So, yeah, we're going to be in Hollywood, and so we're really hoping to get a little campaign going to get somebody on. I think our number one choice is probably Ariana.
Yeah.
And but we would be happy to, I mean, my number one is probably Max, but I don't know. And then, or DJ James, like I would just die. I would die.
That would be awesome.
Yes.
Really anyone.
Basically any, like the
Jorge.
The cooks. The, yeah.
Joe, Chef Joe.
Yeah.
Guillermo. What Natalie's cousin? I don't know.
I would say like one of Lisa's dogs, but it's like that's like probably above like any of the cast members.
It's out of our budget, yeah, too. Like, yeah. Jiggy has his own contract with Bravo.
Yeah, you're right. You're
it's
right.
Probably like exclusive.
Maybe
rights.
Like that blow up swan that Lisa was like floating on once or something. I don't
actually,
know.
Yeah, I just saw that at Albertsons. It was $44.99. I was going to buy it, and I was like, I don't have a pool. I have a hot tub, but I just want it.
Yeah.
Really bad.
We should start doing like, you know, recreating the Vanderpump Rules, like photos that they do, you know, just like we'll do parodies of them.
Oh, like same.
Yeah. Same.
Well, actually I could get it because we'll have a pool in a couple weeks and take pictures there.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's an idea. Anyways. So, everyone's been doing their little vacations, so we've got a lot of notes on that. I'm just going to start a little bit with my favorite little section called Jax Rants.
Yes, hashtag Jax Rants.
He's so funny. I'm surprised. Yeah, I he's so weird because he says any haters will be blocked. But then he posted something about, this was just like yesterday. He's like, you have to remember that the ones posting hate on your Twitter page or whatever are the fans that love you the most or something
like
that.
Yeah, I read that and I did like an eye roll when I read it. It's like, okay, like, so you like them or you don't? Because
like just then 2 days before that, some girl said something and it wasn't even bad. And she even came back. She's like, it wasn't even bad, but okay, I'll take it. He's like, look at your profile picture. He's like, where do you want me to start with all the comments I could say about that? And she is actually really cute. And she was obviously in a costume, like an 80s party costume. And I think he thought it like that was her legit outfit. And she's like, okay, you can rip on me in my 80s party costume. I can take it. That's fine if that's really what you want to do.
I mean, I feel like that's his go-to kind of rips thing where he's looks. Like, oh, like, why don't you look at your profile picture? It's like, whoa. Like,
yeah. And she didn't rip on his looks. It was something like really basic and not even hateful. He jumps all over it. And then he did this other one. So Spencer Pratt had tweeted something about, oh, I guess to be famous, I want to be a girl in Robin Thicke's video or whatever. And Jax retweeted it and was like, who the hell is this girl anyways? He's like, she's a nobody. Why would anyone care about this girl who is only famous for being naked in a video? I was like, okay, well, she is known for a little bit more, but you're saying this as you're posting.
She is so famous on Daily Mail. She's posted there probably 3 times a week for her perfect body. And
she's a big causer too. Like she charities and like.
Causes. She's bigger than him.
Yeah.
Like when he wrote that, I was just like, whoa, dude, like everyone could say the meanest things about you and then you block them, but you can totally say something about this girl. Like, what did she do to him?
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry. Who is this chick? Oh, just another girl who posts bikini pics and is now famous. Wasn't the Met Gala supposed to be elite? As if like he could go, like, are you serious? Like, okay. And then he posts like it's like you're basically posting bikini shots. You're posting every day. Oh, this is when he rants on. Oh my God, he went on a whole thing on Coachella people, which is fine. I'm not into going to Coachella. It seems like a big nightmare hassle. I've been a stagecoach. That was way too much. It's fine. And I get it. Everyone's in cutoffs and flower crowns and whatever. But he's like angry about it. He's like, you're all stupid idiots. You're all taking selfies because your profile pictures suck. And all you do all day long is take selfies and post them. And I'm like, this coming from the guy who's posting daily selfies in the mirror, 30 day workout challenge, check. Every single day, it's the same picture.
I was wondering if he was doing that to get it for free or something, if that was part of their deal.
Probably, because they are posting every day.
Yeah. It seems a little excessive. I mean, then, granted, there is a lot of change happening, but it seems a little suspect.
Yeah, then he's at the Derby and he's posting like he's staring off into space, like basically having his hand under his chin, like he's pondering deep thoughts. I think he even captioned it like that, like off into deep thoughts. It's like, okay, you're posting selfies too. So whatever with your Coachella hate, I think you're just mad because you're too old to go because it's exhausting, it's dirty, it's annoying, because that's what happens when you aren't 22, you find that shit annoying. So just be mad that whatever, don't be mad that you had your heyday. And
well, and when Katie ranted about that first, I thought, that's strange. Who is she talking about? And there was quite a few cast members who went to Coachella. So who were they so mad about? It's very strange. I don't know if they are talking about each other or, I mean, in general, it is when it's Coachella season, it is like it does flood the social media channels with all everyone's stuff.
I think
stuff.
It's annoying. I totally want no part of it, but
I like to watch it.
I'm not
going to
bag on people that do want to go. Like, it's something you want to do when you're young. Like, I certainly did things that I wouldn't want to do now, that when I did it, older people were like, oh, why would you want to do that? It's like, you don't get it, you're old. Like,
oh my god,
it.
You know what I don't get? This sidebar, like the whole like festival thing, like not even Coachella, like, well, actually Coachella is like that now, but like these whole like
fire festival that was like a mess.
Yes. Or where it's all like, you know, the DJs and these just crazy that, I mean, I am aged out of that because I've never been to anything like that. I don't understand it. I don't know the dances. Like, I feel like it's a whole nother era that I missed out on. It's really strange.
I've been to a lot of festivals, but not where it's like, you know, the Electric Daisy or the, you know, the Burning Man, like not that extreme where it's DJ focused. I've been to music festivals where it's like people that, like how they used to play instruments and they used to sing.
Yeah.
That was, but that now I'm dating myself.
Yeah. I mean, and that's why like I'm a little bummed about this because I think I would like that type of music, but I don't even know where to start. That's how out of it I am.
Yeah.
So,
It was such a hassle at Stagecoach, which is bigger than Coachella, and it's the weekend after Coachella, same location. It was such a nightmare. It took, like an hour to get in, walking from where you got dropped off through like eight different security lines. You couldn't even bring in gum. They like were freaking out if you had mints, gum, no water, anything like that. And then when you finally get in, it's like to go buy those things, it's like an hour wait, and then it's hot, dirty, massive people, and they're all sweating out beer. It was just gross.
Yeah, I went to Coachella before kind of those like really strict rules came into play, and it's still same thing, so miserable. It's too hot. We had to camp. We camped on this campground like overnight. They partied all night.
Yeah.
I started my period. It was awful. Sorry.
I think
sorry,
if you had like a really tricked out RV that you could like
yes.
go back and forth to.
Only that, with air.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would be fun. And then, you know, they have their little patio set up out and stuff. So I walked by some of those, but yeah, I left Stagecoach saying that I would never ever go to Stagecoach or Coachella again unless I was choppered in, dropped off like backstage and could just stand there backstage and watch the... And I'm sure that will happen, so I'll go.
Yeah.
But I'm not going until that happens.
Oh, my gosh.
That's... Probably Lisa or maybe Erica Jane, they can fly me in and I could just kind of like parachute down.
On that show Portlandia, they have an episode where they want to go to a festival, but again, they don't want to go. And so they send like a little drone in. So they put these things on and like they send the drone and it starts like hitting people's heads. It's hilarious. It would almost be worth it to spend like $500 to get one of those huge blow up like inflatable TV screens. Just put it live in your backyard, set up shop, get drinks.
Yeah.
You know, and just like
live stream it.
Yeah. And party and be comfortable versus dressing up and walking around.
And all that pressure too.
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, that was it. He always brings it. Oh, the other thing he was very upset about this month was Dale Earnhardt retiring, but I loved it because he kept posting about it. He's like, hey Dale, is this true? Man, I'm really bummed. Is this true, Dale? And like Dale like never answers him because he's like, oh, like with their best buds, you know, because they've had a couple pictures taken
together.
Are you
serious?
Oh yeah, I was laughing. I'm like, I'm gonna see if he even liked it. Yeah, no likes, no replies. And then there's another one like, hey Dale buddy, it's like crickets.
Did you see, you mentioned that he retweeted something that Spencer tweeted. Did you see how he was like, hey, when you and Heidi come to town, we'll have to go to dinner.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll grab dinner, bro.
Michaela was just watching The Hills and saw Sandoval on The Hills.
Oh, really?
Because we've seen Sheena on it. So I wonder, was Jax on it too and they all know each other that way?
I don't know.
Oh, he probably knows Spencer from the clubs. Because like Sheena was saying, Jax and Sheena's boyfriend, Rob, have known each other forever from like the old Ledoux days. Like Jax was a bartender and Rob was a bouncer and probably Spencer was the pro owner.
Is Rob the same age as them?
I think he's like 36.
I
think he's like Jax's age.
For some reason, he seems older. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like I place him at like 44, which I know he's not, but I don't know. Like, he just seems much older than... I guess then Sheena, and then I'm comparing that to the cast, but that's not right either.
And she's actually older. Isn't she like 32 or 34?
31, I think.
No, definitely 32 because she just said it.
Oh, well, she just had her birthday. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's true. Rob, I'm going to look up his age.
But I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. One, I have a little Jax thing to share as I was actually deep diving for a different quote. Oh, sorry.
He's 35. No, I interrupted. Go ahead.
35.
Yeah. Hmm.
Okay. And then who is his sister? Who is his famous sister?
Amber Valletta. But Sheena didn't. So they're doing their joint birthday parties or something. Like, she's like, oh, yeah. And I get along with his sister and, you know, his parents. They were actually spending her big birthday with his parents and her parents. I guess the moms are best friends. She's like, yeah, and his sister, you know, and Brittany. I'm like, oh, she never has mentioned Amber. So, I mean, it is a sister, right? She's like a model actress. She was in that What Lies Beneath.
Okay.
I think she's on some show. I'll look it up.
Okay. Okay. So anyways, I was trying to do a deep dive on Jax because I remember I had screenshotted this tweet that he made because it stuck out to me about something that he had said about he and Stassi's relationship. And I swear I will find it because if I screenshotted it, it's probably in my Dropbox. So I'll find it. But while I was doing that, I found a picture that he took at the airport of his luggage. And did you know that he has monogrammed luggage?
Like Stassi?
Yeah. So I'll post a picture of that on our Twitter for you guys to see. He has two bags. You know, one is the rolling suitcase and then the little carry-on, both with J on it. You know, like in the most basic monogrammed lettering that you can have. It's funny. It's cute.
Like basic as in Stassi Schroeder's SS on the back of that coat. Basic?
I can't even call that basic. I would call that like
ugly.
Like a WTF.
It was way too big. It was like misplaced. It was like these block letters, but they weren't symmetrical.
I wonder if it's one of those things like where.
Very homemade.
Because she said, I felt like she made it a point to say that the designer did it. And yeah, I wonder if, you know, she bought this beautiful coat and the designer was trying to make her happy and surprise her. And she looked at it and she's like, I love it. And she's like, shit, I just have to go with it.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I probably would have like not brought it up and just let people notice. But I don't know if I would have featured it.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Well, that was part of the Europe trip. I guess
let's jump into Europe.
So she said right off the bat in Copenhagen, so she's wearing like, and she's all proud of herself because she's wearing like seven different monogram things. Like she has a monogram necklace. She has a Stassi necklace. She has monogram coat, monogram Burberry scarf, monogram gloves, like just whatever. But I guess, and I did think this, especially when I saw that coat because the SS was so big. I'm like, yeah, it looks a little like Nazi-ish. But of course, someone did point it out to her that, you know, the SS is a Nazi symbol and they are in an area that was taken over by the Nazis. So they're saying she should be a little more sensitive or whatever. I get that it's like her initials and whatever, but it's just typical Stassi. But then she finds out that her name, where she's wearing a Stassi necklace now with all these SSs, her name is means the Nazi police. They were called the Stassi.
Oh, my God.
And then she's blonde hair, blue-eyed. Like, she's just like a walking Nazi advertisement.
Yeah.
And so that's how they started out. They here's one thing I'm really pissed about. As a frequent flyer, the fact that Rachel got upgraded because the flight attendants watch Vanderpump Rules.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
Oh, so...
Okay, so who went? Okay. So who flew there? It was Rachel.
So the first city, Rachel, Stassi, Katie, Kristen. And Stassi, Katie, and Kristen went in first class, and Rachel bought a coach ticket. So then they were on the plane, and the stewardesses, flight attendants were like, oh my gosh, we love the show. And one of them was like, hey, our friend is in coach. Is there any way she could sit up here with us? And they let her.
Wait, why weren't they... Why wasn't she up?
Because she bought a coach ticket. She didn't want to buy a first class ticket.
Hmm.
So they let her. All right. That just pisses me off because.
Well, it should have pissed them off, too. How would you like that you paid for it and who's the smart one, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man.
Because they're supposed to, for status, if there's empty first class seats anyone with status is supposed to get upgraded to that seat. So that just really irritates me. I will not be flying Air Norwegian.
Because of that?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So sticking with Delta. So anyway, so they get there. Okay.
Can we just side note on Rachel really quick?
Yeah.
So I think Rachel even said herself that there was kind of some question whether she was going to come back next season. She wasn't sure if she was going to continue doing the show. It seems like she's going to continue doing the show. She went on vacation with them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like there's been any sort of nod out or anything. So it looks like she's going to be
I hope she keeps continuing on with her muted role.
Yeah.
It's very compelling.
Yeah. It is I'm always on the edge of my seat. Like, is this going to be her moment? Like, it's got to come at some point. It's like she's put in. I don't blame her. At this point, I'd be embarrassed that I hadn't done anything in all these seasons. So you have to just stick with it. She's on an iconic show, even though she has zero speaking role. She's got to just stick with it because maybe one day she'll get pushed or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing, but it's probably not as embarrassing as Annabelle, who's at half these same events, but they're yelling at her to get out of the shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Horrible. At least she's like semi involved
in the shot.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry. So they're going to.
So they go to Copenhagen. They're all like jet lag, man. It's like, ugh, whatever. Okay. First of all, and everyone is tweeting about this because this is when Sheena and Lala and Ariana did the Sheena's first live digital show.
Yes.
And they ripped on the Witches of WeHo. And so the Witches of WeHo got up at 4 a.m. They said because they were jet lagged, but, you know, they just couldn't put their phones down. So they like jump onto the Twitter war at 4 a.m. in Copenhagen. Everyone kept commenting like, why aren't you guys leaving your apartment? Like every snap and post you guys are making is in your Airbnb. So I was thinking about that. Like, I know they did go out and see things, but on one of the, I was listening, I think it was Rachel again. She was talking about how she made dinner for everyone and she made it a couple nights in Copenhagen. And then she also talked about going to this restaurant, this Italian restaurant in Copenhagen, like way to be local girls, but they liked it so much that they went back again. So basically they were in Copenhagen for 4 days and they ate in. And they went to one restaurant twice. Like, I don't know. It just kind of seemed like that's what you do is you eat out. And that's part of the experience and the culture. And
was part of the problem that it was the Easter weekend? Was a lot of stuff closed? Or
I think the restaurants were open. And the shopping was closed.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's fine. It's like if you're there a week anywhere, like, yeah, you're going to cook. Or if you have kids. Or if you're on a budget, like you're a starving student. But it's not really... When you're them and you have, it's like, don't you want to go out and try and do different things? So I think they spent a lot of time chilling in their Airbnb. But, you know, whatever. So they were also there with another one of the bridesmaids, Stephanie, who's Katie's friend. She's the model girl that's on Mr. Robot. And she's from there.
Okay.
So I think she showed them around. Or Katie one night went out to her parents and the other three, I don't know, did their own thing. I think they ate dinner inside again. But I don't really think like really anything exciting happened there. The more excitement was when they went to Paris and everyone was like, where's Kristen?
Well, is that the one where like the police were outside? Wasn't the story that the police were outside and Stassi went out. They said, go back in.
Like, this isn't your business. Like,
and that's when they woke up to the fire from Lala and Sheena and...
Yeah.
Ariana.
Yeah. And did we ever talk about that?
No, I don't think so. I'm so losing track.
I feel like we did, but we haven't podcasted since they went to Europe.
Yeah.
So.
I feel like we talked about to each other.
And maybe on Twitter. I
yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about it really quick. Yeah. So Sheena was rolling out her new digital talk show called Sheenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was able to watch it. Unfortunately, Sarah had some technical difficulties and her phone was almost damaged because of it.
Yeah. My phone took a couple flights around, hit a few walls accidentally at full speed. Yeah.
Okay. So my review of it for, and hello to the pumpers that were talking to me on the live feed. It was so much fun. I said, hey, everyone, you know, there were some of you on there. That was so much fun talking to everyone. But overall, it was rough. It started out with, I think Sheena was nervous. It, obviously, they're getting the kinks out. And she was very honest in saying that. And we are the first ones to understand that when you first start podcasting or doing anything, you got to figure it out. You have to find your voice, figure out how you want to run your show. And I definitely think that's what she was doing. She was prepared, which I appreciated. She had like cue cards and she was answering questions, and she wasn't really saying where they were from, but they were like, things like, what's your favorite drink at Sir, you know, or something like that. And she would throw it to Ariana and Lala, and they were on one couch together.
It's
and
the
it
big
was
Pinky, by the way, because Khloe Kardashian just ordered her favorite drink, the Pink Piggy.
Oh,
big Pinky.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, go on.
So yeah, anyways, it was just awkward. I felt like Ariana and Lala were there, and
it's moral support or something?
Yes, and it was so nice that they were there, because it wasn't exactly the most comfortable thing for them, because Sheena was kind of, you could tell she was going to get into the Shay things. The reunion had just aired, so there was a lot of kind of awkwardness around the whole thing. And then the sound wasn't that great, and you could just tell that everyone was just trying to make it work for Sheena. Mm-hmm. And so they were both being super open and honest. And that's where it's a little annoying that the Witches of WeHo got annoyed, because I, as a fan of the show, I appreciate anytime anyone speaks openly about the show or about their relationship with the other girls. So when it did come up, they said being anorexic or something. Lala brought up when Kristen brought up the anorexic thing. Mm-hmm. And all she was saying was, I just wish that she wouldn't do that, because, you know, you don't know what people are struggling with. And, you know, and then Sheena said, yeah, you know, she didn't know what I was going through, and kind of told her story again and kind of harped on it. But what Lala's original thought was people are, there's like, let's just show kindness to everyone. So her message was very, it wasn't attacking Stassi. It was just saying, I wish that she wouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of got, something else got brought up, I think, about the racism thing. And Ariana pretty much said the same thing. No one said anything that was, I didn't think, out of line. It was a little awkward that they weren't there and that they were talking about it. But Stassi brings up stuff on her podcast. They talk about stuff on all over the place. And so, I don't know, it was interesting. So Sheena ended it by saying, I'm going to upload this. It'll be on my website and blah, blah, blah. Well, everyone was trying to get on. It was her first time doing it. So after Stassi started tweeting about it and everything, everyone's like, we want to see the video. We want to see the video. So she finally got it up, and she won't upload the part where they go in on the girls.
Really?
So that's kind of, and she says it's because of the sound. And Ariana backed her up on that too and said, the sound guy's working on it. He doesn't just work on this. So like, back off of asking why it's not there.
Oh, and then she said she wanted to wait until she got her website up and launched, which was right, just last week or whatever.
Right. And her website looks great. I got to give that to her. It looks amazing. But so anyways, at the end of the show, I was kind of thinking, yikes, I don't know if this is going to work. That was a really rough format. Sheena isn't being open. She needs to be vulnerable with her fans, and she needs to stop calling them trolls, and like, she needs to somehow find her voice and her fans. And then Lala did a live show, and oh my God, it was amazing. She was so comfortable. She was so open. She was telling everyone what she uses for her makeup, and just the most natural, amazing live feed I've ever seen. Like, I was so blown away. I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't even have time to grab a pencil and write down everything she was saying, because she kept saying, I'm going to post it. I'm going to post it. So I'm like, thank God, I want to get everything that she has. And after it was done, I was like, whoa, I think Lala's the one who should be doing a show. Like, she was so good. Mm-hmm. So then I think Sheena watched that, and then Sheena came back and did another one, and she improved a lot. So it seems like they're figuring out kind of what their people want to hear. And
yeah, because the difference is, like, Lala doesn't open up that much more than Sheena, but she is like wittier. She has better one-liners, and
she's like, she kind of laughs at herself, not in like a ha ha ha, you're dumb, Lala, but she likes to laugh with you. I don't know. There's something like very, you would want to like sit in a room and like just talk about nothing with her. Like she would be fun to just talk to.
Well, that's a good point of what we were just talking about, but we'll talk about it later on this Queen Bee thing. Couple different things related to Queen Bees, but I'm not going to talk about it yet because I got to finish my train of thought on this one.
Okay.
So Sheena kind of, she's still kind of like that though. I heard her on this show and she was hosting something called Tomorrow Show or something. And it was pretty good and she revealed a lot, but she's still doing that. Everything's great. I'm perfect. We have a great relationship. And I don't know. I feel like it is early in their relationships, but she was doing that with Shay when we knew everything wasn't great. So I hope that she doesn't just put a, you know, sweep everything under the carpet and put a like happy, shiny face on everything, because that's kind of how it sounded. But in her defense, everything should be super happy and great right now because they're really only in their relationship like 3-4 months.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that she's doing herself a disservice by not being able to be vulnerable with her fans to say that although she's very happy, this is a really hard transition for her. Mm-hmm. To like, I think that she should have used that a little bit. And I mean, I guess that's great that she's not using it and she's just being honest and saying, I'm so happy, this is so great. But she definitely had kind of, you know, a bridge area where we could definitely go, wow, like we see a trans, like she was like this before. I don't really see a change in her.
Yeah, she's revealed more, but I feel like it's more in defense.
Yeah, like she's had the barrier up that she was happy this whole time. We could all tell that something was definitely wrong because we could watch Shay's actions.
Yeah,
but I would like to see from her like, wow, you know, it's just been, you know, moving apartments was, you know, just crazy. And there's like all this change and it's so great, but it's a lot. I'd like to see her take a moment.
Yeah.
And like, you know, it doesn't have to be separate from her dude or anything, but just something to be like to show us that there's a transition. Cause I don't see.
Yeah. Cause when the things I'm saying that she opened up about, she said, you know, Shay left me. Then she said she emailed him after the reunion because she felt like an asshole. She didn't mean what she said and he didn't answer her back. So like, and then that song came out. She felt vulnerable, but I don't think she was saying it to expose her vulnerability to us. I think she was saying it basically to defend herself because people came at her after the reunion and stuff like that. So she wanted them to know, look, he's the one that left me. He's the one that did this. And then she revealed that even before their 1-year anniversary, that's when she saw text of him texting this girl saying, oh, I want you on top of me right now. And that was like right around their 1 year. And they were just starting to film season 4. This part I found interesting. How she found it was he was using a phone of her sister's old iPhone, because his broke and they couldn't afford an iPhone. So he was using Sheena's little sister, who was like 16 or 17 at the time, her old phone. So he was using that and never...
He's using like an iPod Touch.
Yeah. Well, it had an iCloud because that's how they saw the pictures, because he never synced up the iCloud. So everything, all his texts and pictures were sent to her iCloud, and that's how they saw it. But
Oh my God.
Pictures, texts, and this was before 1 year. So between 1 year and 2 year... She knows I was like, everything's great. We're so happy. Marriage is wonderful. We only needed one therapy session.
So what do you think? Like, do you think Shay is still in love with her? Do you think that in the reunion moment and kind of like when she was dumping him on TV and telling him to pack up that suitcase with his stuff and, you know.
And she explained that too, that she was actually going to give him another chance if he was honest with her. But that's when she caught him in the lie with the Adderall or whatever, that friend that she referenced. She said she was going to give him another chance if he said, yes, I did buy the, you know, these pills. But he didn't. He lied to her. And so that's why she's like,
I feel like it's like kind of like a, like, I mean, it's none of my business, but I feel like she's giving two stories. I feel like, is it drugs that is your problem? Is it the girl that's your problem? What was it that, what's the problem? Because she uses each one when it's convenient for her. When we're not going to attack Shay for his drugs, then it's the girl. If it's the, yeah. if it's not the girl, then it's the drugs. And she made sure that she hit us with a double whammy when she ended it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just.
Well, then you have Stassi posting, I can't believe you said, you know, whatever she said about her on her digital show. She's like, I almost lost my job covering for you. Like, what the hell was that?
I know. I wonder what that means.
Like, I think it was what I gathered from their chatter after was, it's kind of like a little threat. Like, they, Stassi knew some of the information from season four. I think maybe she knew about the girl or the text. Like, maybe Sheena had confided in her. And it's Stassi's job to expose everything.
Right.
And she didn't out of, you know, she told Sheena she wouldn't. But just like she risked her job. Like, I don't know if you can be that extreme, Stassi.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Who knows what the real
thing is? Yeah. I wonder what that meant, too.
Because she kind of, I think, I don't know if I heard Stassi or Sheena, but she was saying like she knew information. That she should have aired and Stassi didn't leak it because she's just such an amazing friend. So I'm sure it had to do with she knew some shit about Shay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, don't you think that he held back? Like, mm-hmm. he definitely, I think that he has everything that he needs to possibly take her down, but she knows that he can never say it. Because literally it can't come out of his mouth because he doesn't know how to articulate it. Yeah. I don't know. And I wonder if we've seen the end of Shay. I seriously think that there's a possibility he's going to creep back in.
Yeah.
He
might need money either for a studio or if he's not sober. Who knows? It's people get desperate if they need money and they have something they can sell.
And then I'm wondering for season six, like, how far back are they going to go? Are we going to start with the honeymoon? You know, are they going to show like Sheena getting her divorce paper? Like, are they going to show us this stuff or are we just going to be like flash forward? Like,
I mean, they're not filming, so.
I don't know. I still think they are.
You think they're filming in Europe and things like that?
No, but I'm sure that. As cast members, they know to like probably document those things too. You know, sometimes like, remember how Heather Dubrow was like doing her own shit on her phone and
yeah,
stuff?
Like Bora Bora, like they were doing filming their own shit.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So sorry. Where were we?
Kristen disappears. Okay. So here's the thing. Nobody is explaining or answering, and I went back and I pieced together some things. So Kristen, I think, was originally supposed to go to Paris. And then I think she changed her ticket mid-trip, missing Kata, missing Brian and her dogs. Mm-hmm. People are like, no, she had to go back early because her and Brian had already planned their trip to Turks and Caicos. Well, that's not true. They didn't leave for Turks and Caicos until after everyone was back from Europe. So I get like, oh, she wanted to be back more than a day or two. That's
right.
Fine, but I think she booked her trip to Paris and then changed it because here's how I know. Naomi from Southern Charm posted to the girls in Europe, oh my gosh, I'm having serious FOMO. I wish I was there with you guys in Copenhagen. And Kristen replied, how about Paris tomorrow? ?
Oh, really?
So she was planning on going to Paris and then all of a sudden she's not there.
Oh, I didn't see that.
I wonder if like her and Brian had a fight or someone like sent her a text of like him at a club or something. Like there's something. And there was hundreds of people asking, Kristen, why aren't you in Paris? What happened? Did you guys have a fight?
Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, it was ridiculous. And she should have just answered. I mean, again, I don't know what it's like to be them and kind of get, they don't have. It's hundreds of us, though, not thousands. So I don't understand why they won't just engage with us and say.
Tens of people were asking.
It was probably like if we counted it, I bet it wasn't even 50. I bet it was 30 people.
Yeah. And some of us just kept asking over and over and over again.
On every post that she was posting up a shitstorm of stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's like, just answer. And even if you want to lie, like I said, I think she missed her dogs and her boyfriend, or, I mean, there's also that theory, like she didn't trust him or she was nervous.
I think she got into a fight with the girls. That's my theory. Because, on the last couple podcasts that we listened to, we learned that they fight at night.
Yeah.
And they get drunk, and it seems like something that could happen.
They kept saying she kept wanting to go out and party and also stay up and partying. Like Rachel was like, oh, I was trying to sleep. But then of course, in the other room, I hear clink, clink, clink of Kristen putting ice in her glass. And then I hear the vodka pouring, and I'm like, Jesus, chill out. She is on vacation. But I see that, and that like Kristen kept pressuring them to go out, stay up, and she did that at the wedding too. But that's, you know,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been there, Kristen. I am that person.
Yes.
Sometimes.
Yes. And I have never related to Kristen more than when she said on the Pumped podcast that she overcommits to helping people and then feels like she doesn't get to enjoy the event because she helped everyone. And then when it's time for her to let loose and relax, everyone's done and annoyed. And
I totally get that.
I mean, as both of us totally, we plan everything. We try to make everything perfect.
We're super anal.
Like Las Vegas, you know, like
think about every situation. Yes. Scenario.
And you plan it out. You want everything to go perfect. And especially when you're helping, you know, she's helping the bride, Katie, try to have the perfect day. Mm-hmm. She's running around like crazy, trying to make sure that everything's done well. You know, maybe Stassi or someone else is just kind of sitting around, and she's running around in the shoes that don't fit her.
She did do everything. Like, they couldn't find the hanger for her dress, so she ran a half a mile back to the car. And then Katie's shoes were too small, so Kristen has, like, bigger feet. So she put on these two sizes too small shoes to try and stretch them out for Katie. And she was doing all the shit when Stassi was like, well, I gave a speech. You know, like, it would be annoying.
It totally would.
And then, helping her stitch her into her dress, and we could even see on the show she was doing everything.
Yeah, you could. She's charged her phone. Was like that. I was like, oh my god, that was so like romantic. But yeah, I really related to her in that way. And then, you know, Stassi kind of said, "Well, that's who you are. That's what you're good at." And I could tell Kristen liked that, but she didn't. And I can just tell you, Kristen, as Sarah and I are both like, we do what you do. I think you'll grow out of that a little bit. I'm finally getting a little bit better at it, but it is really stressful.
Yeah.
And you do have to just sit back sometimes.
With this wedding with Amanda's versus like Michaela's, I was like, oh my God, it's like, it drives me crazy. I have to like, and let people like figure their own shit out. And they do. But I don't trust that they can do it. So I'm like, what about this? What about this? And I'm like, just stop. Cause I want to enjoy and just kick back. And like,
yeah,
it's not my deal.
Yeah.
So,
and it's actually enjoyable to do both. So just try it a couple times, Kristen, because once you do, it's okay. And yeah, I don't know, but I was like, oh, that's so interesting, because that's kind of what everyone says about her. Like, oh, Kristen's so good at that. And she does like that, but mm-hmm. Just bring crazy Kristen back. Please, please, please. Like,
yeah,
you've got to. And I don't know if the
April 18th, Paris tomorrow, we miss you.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's so interesting. Did you tweet that? That's such a good theory.
Oh, I should like retweet it, huh?
Yeah.
And go back and do that later.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, I have more on Kristen, but we can maybe finish up the Europe to keep it on.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else? Okay. So here's another little interesting snippet. So as you know, they were there during one of the Paris attacks. Of course, this is, you know, Stassi's going to make the most of this opportunity like she did with the gay pride, making about herself and how she had to walk two blocks outside when there was like helicopters, which.
And tanks,
which they were not tanks. And helicopters are going around Los Angeles 24/7. Trust me. So whatever. It's scary. And they were there, and it was like 12 hours later where it happened that they had been on the street earlier. Blah, blah, blah. Not undermining the incident, just recapping what Stassi said. So I listened to two different stories. I listened to Stassi and I listened to Rachel. I had first listened to Stassi's, and she was saying how the terrorist attack put them, just really shook them all up, put them in a really somber mood. And they had had plans that night. It was going to be their big night out, their party night. They were going to this restaurant that was on Sex and the City. And then they're going to this nightclub. They had reserved a table, got bottle service. But she said they were all like in such a somber mood that they didn't do any of it and just stayed in. So, and then I'm listening to Rachel's, and she said, yeah, so we went to Kong. It's this restaurant that was in Sex and the City.
Yeah.
So they did go there. And I don't know if Stassi maybe didn't deny that part, but so we went there, and then we went, we had made reservations at this nightclub. We had a, you know, table reserved with bottle service. So she said the same thing. She's like, but we go there and they're like, no, we're closed out of, you know, what happened today. We're not opening. And they're like, oh, but we have a table reserved and we're here. And so they did go and they did plan to party it up and have bottle service and whatever. And there's nothing wrong with that. But don't say like you were going to, but out of respect for the incident and the victims, and you were just so shook up in such a somber mood that you stayed in. It's like, no, you stayed in because everything closed because of what happened. You still tried.
So while they were worried about what happened and somber, they were getting themselves ready to go out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Stassi, there's nothing wrong with either way. Just don't pretend like you're this little hero that was so moved and you're being so respectful, because that's a lie. You were getting ready, going out. Pretty sure you were Snapchatting your OOTD that day as well. So that is, I can't think of anything. I mean, they did all their little touristy things, and Diana, the manager at Sir, met them apparently to take Kristen's place. I don't know. Kristen disappeared. Anything you can think of from Paris, Europe?
No, I mean, it was definitely fun hearing. I didn't listen to Rachel's podcast. I did listen to Stassi's, and it was fun hearing her tell her story. But I still obviously would want to go. And it sounded so cool from what she was describing. Have you ever been to any of those places that she was talking about?
Yeah, all of them. Oh, I haven't been to the catacombs because I don't like to go underground. I get freaked out.
But what about the Palace of whatever?
Yeah.
Is it cool?
Mm-hmm. It's massive.
And what about the part that she didn't get to go in? Did you get to go in that?
I'm sure. It was a long time ago I did that. I would probably go back because that part was a long time ago. I've been to Paris a few times since then. But yeah, you'd see all the Louvre and Notre Dame. And well, they didn't even post some of that stuff, some of the key, really cool stuff. But you know, the Champs-Élysées, where they, that's just shopping. It's like, yeah, Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
It's nothing very, yeah, cool.
And then I was cracking up about them, you know, trying to like walk around and find things and like stressing out about which, you know, thing, metro to take and all that stuff. Like, it was just funny hearing them try to like struggle, like getting around. So overall, it looked like the Europe trip was fun. They tried to keep up with their Snapchats. It was entertaining, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, Sheena, Lala, and Ariana were making moves here.
Yeah.
I felt like
moves, and like,
it was like a clear divide was drawn. It was like those three versus those three. And Lala and Sheena have gotten so close. I mean, they're setting up for an explosive season.
Okay, because we have confirmed Lala has been working back at Sir.
Yes.
So sounds like she could very well be on the show. Obviously, why else would she be working at Sir? I think, you know, part of it was they hadn't been renewed yet, and they really wanted to lock down their roles. So starting some of this drama, I think, helped secure that and also kick off a storyline in a couple weeks when they start filming.
It was so crazy because it's almost, we didn't even get to miss them. They kicked up Sheena,
right,
launched into such a power move into kind of forming this new group with these girls. I mean, not that they weren't friends before, but the Lala aspect of it really just...
So did you hear that they have a name for their group?
I don't remember it, but...
It's Team Hot and Nice.
Okay, okay.
Which, I mean, you could... I think I posted some other ideas that were a little more catchy or clever, but all right, that's fine.
Yeah, I read some funnier ones that they could have gone with.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I appreciate that they both have names. That makes it exciting.
Right. So now we can reference the teams instead of having to list out the names.
So is Rachel part of the Witches of WeHo, or is it Brittany? Where does Brittany lie in this?
Well, Sheena said like Brittany is... she's like me before, like I'm like caught in the middle, like, cause she's equally friends with both of them.
Okay.
So that will probably, stay the same. Like we don't see anything changing with Brittany cause she gets no hate. Everyone loves her. Holly says she wanted to do a deep dive into her.
Yes. Yes. Pumpers. I want to do a deep dive. We're going to do a deep dive on Brittany before her show, her spinoff show airs with Jax, which we will be covering that on this podcast as well. But I want to go into, I want to know her history. I want to know, okay, she worked at Hooters. She said that she did pageants. Like, who is this girl that came onto this show for two seasons, got a spinoff based on her family in Kentucky? Like, there's just a lot of questions that I have. So I would love to deep dive her. And she's just so, like, there's no way she can be this perfect.
Right. Well, and so I discovered the, I didn't discover it, I heard it, little nugget. And I tweeted it out, but didn't really get much traction. But, you know, I don't know who saw it, who didn't. But I was listening to an old podcast, and it's Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop. And she had Sheena on a year ago. It's like a, it was like March 2016. And she was talking about Brittany and how they met her, because Heather was asking her and everything like that. And she let it slip. And it was just so, like, Heather didn't press her on it. And I was like, wait, 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 what? So she's like, yeah, we were in Vegas and she was talking to some of, like, Katie and blah, 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 or whomever. And then she met Jax and they just hit it off and they exchanged numbers. And then next thing you know, he was planning on coming to the Derby or whatever. And she's like, so, you know, Brittany just went home to her normal life. She was actually living with a guy at the time, her boyfriend. So she had to go back and, you know, break up with him. And her and Jax just were like together forever and ever since that moment. I'm like, so what you're saying is she cheated on her living boyfriend with Jax, is basically what was said.
Wow. See,
so
this
not
deserves,
so innocent, Brittany.
This deserves a deep dive. Oh, I don't think she is. I you can tell that when what was the podcast that we that she really talked on? Was it Stassi's? She did Stassi's and she also did the Pumped podcast. Both of those, she really, you can tell when she talks about her life before Jax or with her friends, she's a partier. She plays those drinking games. Like, she gets down. And there's no way that she has gotten where she is without being a little bit cutthroat. Because, I mean, please, she's a server at Sir, not a hostess, a server.
Right.
She, I mean, there's just too many things are not adding up.
I would like her live-in boyfriend to be our first guest.
Oh, my God. Yes. I mean, I would like to, I can't believe that I mentioned Max and DJ James without mentioning that our dream guest would be the triplets.
Yes. Well,
I would take one of them.
We could take a trip to Florida.
Oh my God.
It's Bert and Billy that keep posting. I don't think Brandon's on social media. That's the other one, right?
Yeah. Well, come on, Brandon. Come on out. Oh my
We're waiting.
We could go to Florida.
Oh, totally. They would totally do it.
They would totally do it.
Like, we could go to Rusty Belly's, Jax's favorite restaurant.
Oh my God. And we could probably do it without like them even like asking for permission. We should probably just like message them and be like, talk to us. And it could be like the exclusive of the year. Mm-hmm. Oh, Pumpers, we'll work on that.
That's a great idea.
That is a great, that would be so fun.
Huh.
I mean,
and nobody else is getting them.
No. And who would go to Florida to go do it? That's like really showing dedication
and in the summer
to the Vanderpump Rules franchise. Andy might even give a nod to that. Wow.
I'm down.
I'm down too. Okay. So that we'll leave that little Brittany nugget for you guys to stew on, and we will start. I'm going on a trip. I leave on Wednesday. I'm going to Hawaii, the Big Island, and I am going to, when I'm laying on the beach or doing whatever I'm doing, I'm going to be researching and deep diving Brittany. So okay. You guys email us everything that you have. Our email is VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com, or you can tweet it at us, Instagram it to us, whatever, any deets that you have. Actually, I think one of our pumpers said that they were friends with Brittany. I'll have to go back through our things, but come on, pumpers. I know you guys got the intel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So back to Kristen. My thing is, okay, she got back. She went to Turks and Caicos with Brian. All I saw her tweeting was about getting weed, having weed, what to do with the weed when they leave, getting rid of the weed, flushing the weed. Like, she sounded to me like a high schooler. Like, hey, guys, I got some weed. Hey, guys, I got some beer. Like, she wanted everyone to know how cool she was for getting some weed. And then she's like putting it out there in the social media universe. Like, hey, guys, what should I do with the weed now that I'm leaving? And it's like, A, you shouldn't be fucking yourself over like that in a foreign country, especially in the Caribbean where shit can get shady. Like, you're advertising, hey, come to where I am right now. I have a bunch of weed. Like, that's just fucking stupid.
Well, yeah. Or if someone was on Twitter that they could like detain her and say, mm-hmm. we saw that you did this when that's not allowed in our country. So we don't care that you tweeted it.
Either the authorities or the stalkers. Like, that's how Kim Kardashian got robbed, because of her Snapchat posts.
Okay. And I just have to go in on the whole weed thing. I'm sorry, but the only reason that she's talking about weed the way that she is because of Lala. Lala is just gaining so much traction for being open about weed smoking, celebrating it, loving it. Sheena has even got in on the action of weed smoking. I've never heard her talk about it before. We know that she's partied with other things, but I've never heard her be into that. And it's so I think Kristen's feeling a little torn. I don't think she knows what to do. She's trying to, I think she's really stuck in the middle right now. I think that she's kind of getting along with the other girls, but she's watching the popularity of the other three. And she's like, uh-oh, what am I going to do here?
So I don't know. I tweeted Sheena tonight. I'm like, because Sheena and Kristen seem to be cool because like Kristen posted her new haircut and Sheena was like, oh my God, looks gorge or whatever, retweeted it. Like, okay, so they still seem to be friends.
She wished her happy birthday and the other two didn't.
Oh, interesting. So I'm not sure, because then we listened to this podcast today. I mean, I guess it was posted on the 28th, and you know them, they take weeks. So we don't know if this was before Europe recorded or after Europe recorded. Do you know?
I'm pretty sure it was before.
Yeah, because these people always take like 2 weeks.
Right.
So the funny thing that Kristen went on this whole tirade about how Stassi's the queen bee. And Stassi was trying to be like, no, I'm not, blah, blah, blah. And Kristen's like, no, you really are. She goes, and I even had that feeling about when I first met Lala. Like, Lala has like queen bee vibes. Like, people want to be around her. They fall in line, or she's just has a commanding presence like you do, Stassi. This is what Kristen's saying. And so they're trying to figure out like why Sandoval and Ariana don't like Stassi. And Kristen's theory is this. It's basically Ariana doesn't like Stassi because she's just supporting Sandoval. Sandoval, who does not like Stassi, apparently never has throughout even their whole relationship with Kristen. Apparently he never liked Stassi, and Kristen thinks he doesn't like Stassi because he's jealous of her. That he is jealous she's the queen bee and he is not. He has always wanted to be the queen bee, but Stassi holds that title and it makes Sandoval angry. So she says that, and then she continues to say he's not even mad about not being the number one guy in the group because he thinks Jax is a joke. Okay, so really, you're going to now break up that friendship? And then she goes, and this is also why I think Sheena has a problem with Stassi, because Sheena so desperately wants to be the queen bee, and she knows she never will be. And she goes, sorry, Sheena, I love you, though. Like, that's not a fucking friend.
That's like one of those people that are like, that top looks horrible on you. Just kidding.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, no, you really meant that.
Like, oh, my God. Like, that was so shady. And I don't think Sheena wants to be Queen Bee. And I don't think Sandoval wants to be Queen Bee. I mean, Sandoval likes attention. Yeah, but I don't know.
Okay. So here's my take on those things. And this is the first time that I heard this when I walked in, so I'm just really chewing on it. But here's what I appreciate about what T. Sandy said. I appreciate that, or what she said about T. Sandy. T. Sandy didn't say this, but I feel like I appreciate that he didn't like Stassi before and he doesn't like her now. If he pretended that he liked Stassi when he was with Kristen, mm-hmm. and now with Ariana he doesn't, I would say bullshit that right. Ariana's the problem. But if he didn't like her before, like, kudos to him for standing his ground.
Yeah.
There's sometimes that you just don't vibe with someone and you're just like, I'm just not, like, there's yeah. a ton of people that Chad's just like, I'm just never going to like that person. Go ahead and do what you want, but
yeah.
I don't really like to hang out with that.
She doesn't, like, they don't like any kind of exercise. They don't like to go outside. They hate outside. They just want to shop. They just, it's like, all that's kind of icky to me. Probably not going to hate you, but I'm probably not going to be that interested in you.
I think that Stassi is a certain type of person that, like, you have to be around her in like a certain mood, and to expect a guy to like your friend that is putting you in that mood is kind of a lot to ask. Like, I feel like it's kind of like how Shay never wanted to be, you know, be around the group of friends. You kind of get it. It's like they're definitely talking about a certain set of things. And yeah, that probably doesn't interest him. He's
yeah.
Sandoval's very driven. He likes to be creative. He likes to constantly be doing better.
He's a worker.
I don't think that's really what, yeah. like, they're not on the same plane. You know, like, not yeah. that it's a bad thing, but
they're just different and they're just, yeah.
I mean, I doubt that he would say that he hates Stassi, but that's okay to not be into what she's into.
It's like
into.
Why I wasn't interested in hanging out at the biker bar all the time. Like, it's fun to go to, but I don't want to go there every day. It's fine if you love it. I don't.
Yeah, and you're not going to go out and purchase, like, leather clothes just to, because you're going to be hanging. Like,
yeah.
yeah, it just, it makes sense. Just like she's not going over to his house to go hang out with him and, like, you know, play a guitar. Like, that's not what she does,
right?
So I actually
that's like a really funny visual.
Yeah.
But I just thought that was such a bold, strong statement to say about Sandoval, and then basically say that's just also the reason why Ariana doesn't like Stassi, and then to say that about Sheena when you're supposed to be her friend. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out. That should be interesting. I did tweet about that. I haven't heard anything from the girls, so we'll see if they have a reaction or if they're just not going to bring it up or address it. Speaking of queen bees, we discovered, and Holly thinks she remembers watching the show, and I probably did too because I watched all of that kind of shit back then. We discovered a show that Stassi was on, not The Amazing Race. It is after The Amazing Race, called Queen Bees. Very appropriate title.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the Bad Girls Club, but for spoiled rich girls, or just, you know, Bad Girls Club without the violence. I don't know.
Like snobbiness. Yeah. Like,
I don't talk to anyone who doesn't have like the 2007 Chanel, or, you know what I mean? Like, it just, they sounded horrible. Like a really, I don't know. It just horrible. And by that, I mean, it looks really good.
yes. So yeah, Stassi talks about this show on some of her super early podcasts, like back in the day with Christina Kelly. And yeah, but you were saying you can't find it, and I definitely want to rewatch it too.
Yeah, any pumpers, do you know how I can get my hands on, like, I don't care if it's a DVD. I have a what do you call them, VCR. I still have a working VCR, so if it's on VHS, I'll take it. So how can
I send it to us, and we will make DVDs and send them to all you pumpers.
Yeah, I have checked Hulu, Netflix, On Demand, Google. I watched like a trailer on YouTube. That's
who
as far as
it?
I could
Fox?
Get.
Was it Fox that did it?
Oh, no. I think it was on.
Huh, we'll have to look it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But I looked everywhere. Amazon, the most I could get was a YouTube trailer. And that was gold.
There's a couple of shows like that. There was this one show. This is like so... I was probably like in sixth grade or something. And it was a show on like stinking Channel 5 or something. And I remember the name of it. And I have looked for it over the years on YouTube, on Amazon, everywhere. It's like, why don't they put out every single show that's ever been on? Why isn't it on iTunes yet? Or why isn't it at least available on DVD? The show is called Second Noah. Did you ever watch that?
Mm-mm.
Anyone out there? Second Noah. It was so cute. Like, maybe I was so innocent that it was good and I don't even remember
it. Was it on Christian TV? Was it about Noah's Ark?
It was Christian-y. It was Christian adjacent. Like seventh heaven-y. Oh, okay. Like that. Like it was it didn't last long, but it was so good.
I know that guy on that show, Angie Keegan.
Oh, okay.
Side note.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, go on.
But yeah, I hate that when things aren't available. Yeah. Like, for instance, the Spencer Pratt thing that we had to watch on YouTube instead of stream it. That was so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Can you even get Princess of Malibu?
No.
It's so annoying.
I mean, maybe you can buy it. I didn't look that. But I mean, it's literally only available on YouTube. And I think that Spencer just uploaded it because it only has like 3,000 views.
Oh.
And, you know, if he would have had it up a long time ago, it would have had, like, millions, probably.
Oh, yeah, when Brody was on the hills, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, if anyone has any ideas on how we can get that, please let me know. I'm very desperate to watch that.
Okay, but anyways, I didn't know that she got last place on
Yes, that's even the best part. She got last place. So there was, I think, 7 girls, and one got, like, kicked off early on. So she came in 6th place.
Well, because when she was talking about it on her podcast, she said that it was the most challenging job that she's ever done because she was having to act so much because that isn't her.
Oh, my God.
I'm not kidding. So that's why I'm...
Did she have that relationship or reputation on The Amazing Race, too? I never watched that. Did you?
I've seen like a clip of it.
Was she like a bratty whatever on that too?
Sulky, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she had to like move and exercise and shit.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, Lala has a new single out. We just listened to it. It's pretty good.
Yes. Yeah, it was. So it's called...
Boy.
It's called Boy. And the major lyric of it is, "Let me know if I can fuck with you, boy."
Fuck with you, boy.
But
fuck with you, boy.
When we just listened to probably the first 30 seconds of it, and I was so impressed. Like, it was really pretty sounding. Her voice sounded great. I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's cool when anyone is creating anything. Like, if that makes you happy and you are creating something that people like, good for you. Like, if any of them were doing that, good for them. Like, is it making everyone happy, Stassi's La La Land necklaces?
Oh, my God. Please stop with those tweets.
You know what I was thinking? We should give away one. Because I looked them up.
I was like, support Kyle Chan.
Well, I know. I was like, well, how much are these things retailing for? Like, she's giving out 10.
Are they even cute?
Well, first of all, I haven't seen La La Land. So I don't know what this emerald thing is.
I don't remember it. I watched it on a plane, which says a lot. And I did not like it.
Okay. Well, I looked it up on Kyle Chan's website, and there's 2 options, and I'm sure it's the lesser of the option. It's $87.
Oh.
And it's a really dainty little, it's just like a tiny little gold chain with like a little emerald. It's simple, but it must have some sort of meaning or something. I don't know. I don't get it. But
girls are doing a lot of work with like their photoshopping for an $87 item.
This is why I think that if Sandoval is jealous and if Sheena is jealous, Stassi's fans are amazing, and she's been able to do such a good job of finding who she relates to. And for that, I have to say the cast should take note, because like Kristen, when people were asking her, "Where are you? Are you okay? Did you leave Paris?" All she would have had to do was, those people who are asking, those are her fans.
Yeah.
She should have been like, "You know what? I'm so missing my dogs." She already has said, she said the dog disability thing. Now she's missing her dog. She could totally, there's the Vanderpump dogs. think, Kristen.
Yeah.
Like do something with dogs.
And then she'll get, yeah, the people that are animal oriented.
Yeah. Or like, give us something to like about you, Kristen. Like, I'm trying here. I'm trying.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, yeah, Stassi's listeners are coming out like doing full on graphic design, putting her face, ranch bottles. I mean, she has everyone so programmed to what she likes. It's insane.
Oh, right. Sending her. Yeah.
It's like they know she likes wine. They know she likes ranch. They know it's like.
Yeah. Murder.
If, yeah. Murder. France.
Game of Thrones.
People are stealing things off of the murder house and contacting her to give it to
like
her.
The light switch and everything.
Could you believe that?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
It really is. Like, it's, I just think it goes to show that, and Pumpers, we feel that from you guys too. Like, it's so, there is such an opportunity to connect with people with something that you like. We like Vanderpump Rules, all things. So that's what we connect with you guys with. And I think that the cast members could do well if they connected with their people too. I don't know. I just.
Yeah, when they just never answer, and it's like, you know what? They're not going to stay your fans because people get really fickle about that. And they might start to switch teams if you just throw them a bone here and there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Us.
Totally. Yeah.
By them, I mean us.
Yeah.
Yes. And the Pumpers.
Yes.
So I just have, you know, everyone else that, like, basically Jax has just gone to Florida like 3 times. Now they're at the Derby. They all went there. Schwartz just looks like a sloppy mess with Katie gone.
Oh my God. I felt like he was like eating off of the floor and
so.
like, or just like
drenched
off of his
sweat
or like off of his stomach. Like he'd be like slumped down on the couch and like his takeout would be like
on his stomach.
Yeah. It was just like gross. Like so slobby.
Yeah. Apparently Lala and Brittany still have a beef. It's like a 2-year running.
I never knew this. So what did they say about this?
Nothing. Just that that's still like, but I think it was,
oh, because Gina, when they were in Hawaii, that whole thing.
Yeah. Or like the flirting with Jax and stuff. It was like that's Jax. He's the one that said he didn't have a girlfriend. Like, be mad at him, not her.
Oh my God.
So I don't know. It was Sheena saying it because she's saying Brittany's totally in the middle and she's like great friends with all of them, with everyone except for Lala. She goes, her and Lala still have this like 2-year beef or whatever. So I don't know.
I mean, I could see that. That was super awkward because Jax was telling her one thing, but then when the episode aired, it was like, ooh, mm-hmm. That doesn't look good for you.
But she's hating on the girl when it's the guy's fault. So
totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of girls are like that.
Yeah, I don't like that. And she kind of said that she was like that. Remember, she said she got into another fight with some girl was talking bad to her and she just like went off.
She got like a bar fight.
Yeah. I think she's possessive of her men.
Let's
yeah.
get those stories too.
Oh my God. Let's get the girl she got into a fight with.
Yes.
That could be. Okay. So we could go from Florida to Kentucky.
Oh, right.
To be there right for the premiere of Jax Takes Kentucky.
That's true. Yeah, I don't think it's going to air till late July or August from kind of rumblings I've heard.
Oh, great. It's going to be so humid there then.
And then, like, I saw Jax tweeting, like, yeah, I'm going to go hang out with my boys at their summer house, Kyle and whatever, Carl.
Oh, God.
So another crossover of them trying to shove summer house down our throats. So be prepared for that, people. I don't know.
Yeah, as I was as we were preparing for this podcast today, you guys, we wanted to address two things. We wanted to address the social media stuff that's been going on so we could keep you guys up to date on what's going on. So this was a great one for that because we kind of caught you guys up on all the little wars that are going on. Our next one that we're going to do, like we said, is going to be a recap of the season. And I actually typed all of that out. And as I was going through it, this has been the longest season. As I had like probably 3 pages, and then I got to, and then they go to summer house and the turtleneck scene in the, it's like, it's been a long season. Like
yeah.
It has been tiring.
When you think about season 1 was like 8 episodes and this was 22.
Crazy.
We should also try to find out like some salary information because obviously if 2 years ago they couldn't afford an iPhone. Oh, she also said that her sister's trying to get a job at Sir Sheena's little sister. So I'm wondering if there'll be some like hookups between Sheena's little sister and Jeremy Maddox.
Oh, yeah. And then before, I know we have tons of time before Vanderpump Rules airs, but we have to do our predictions of what we think is going to happen, because you have a great theory. I am almost positive yours is right about the different cat, like about the sister mm-hmm. and the younger group coming up. I think that is so spot on. And then we'll see if we can predict where, you know, what they're going to do with Jax and Stassi and, you know, all of them. It'll be fun to try to.
Katie and Schwartz.
Like, and it'll be fun story? To see, like, if our ideas are better than the actual show. Right. And maybe they'll. If we publish our episode early, maybe they'll take some ideas.
Yeah, maybe they'll follow the cue and the storyline.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll do that. We'll recap that. And then on the. We're going to be up there. Like right a couple days before Memorial Weekend. We'll need to like podcast that night if we have material, because I leave in the morning.
Okay.
That'll be a long night, but that's fine.
We could always do it in the car.
Yeah.
What was I just gonna say? I had something to say. Darn it. Sorry, I forgot.
Well, we're gonna figure this out with the, like, if you guys want to retweet, we'll tweet something, and if any of you guys want to retweet and like make your guest suggestions and then tag that guest so we can create a buzz and get the awareness, like, so that they're sick of hearing from us, so they're like, all right, fine, we'll come on. We'll post something with maybe a little clip or something, and instructions, because we want to like do some giveaways. I know we said this before, but we're like actually legit this time.
Oh yeah. Well, first of all, let's just talk about the one we're going to immediately do that we'll send out this week. Okay. We'll have it start when this goes out. And when should it end? We'll have it end next Friday or something. I'll put the date on there. We'll give it a week though. But you guys, Christina Kelly was so nice. You know, she has been on Vanderpump Rules. She works at Sir. She gave us 3 of her lip balms to give to you guys. So we're going to do a giveaway with that. I know that's not a lot, but it's so nice that she did it. And they're really cool. So we'll mail those out to you guys. All you have to do to enter is just retweet the clip that we ask you to, and we'll draw out the name, and we'll do it on Instagram Live or something, so you guys can see. Or
yeah, and I want to get other stuff too, like some shot glasses or their hats or whatever looks cool.
Yeah. And I was thinking there's so much stuff that we can give away that like pertains to the cast. Like if we are going to do
a Casper mattress.
Yeah. I was thinking like if we are going to do
Bolton brand sheets,
like let's say that we are going to do a deep dive on Stassi for some reason. We could give away one of the
Kyle Chan necklaces.
No, one of the necklaces that her mom makes on Etsy that like they wore on the show.
The
like
you statement necklaces.
You can buy all of them.
Okay.
I thought that might be fun. Or you guys tell us, like whatever you know, we're here in California. We have access to stuff that, you know, if you guys see it and want it, like we are down to try it, review it, give it away, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll be fun. But we'll start with the lip balm because I feel so bad because I said that we would do it and a lot of you replied to that and we haven't done it. So
yeah,
we'll do it. So thank you, Christina Kelly. And she was so nice to us, you guys, when we were at Sir. She stopped, asked us our names, you know, told us, you know, what to do when we ordered. And it was just really nice that she did that. So
cool.
Yeah. So
all right. Well, it's fun to be back.
Yes. And I'm so sorry about the retro episodes, you guys. We're on the last one and we're ready to go. We just haven't been able to record with Chad. So as soon as I'm able to get that done, we'll get that out too for you guys. And then we're also, I think for the season 1 reunion recap, mm-hmm. I think that we should me, you, and Chad do it. I think we need to get all of us together, get on the mic, and rip apart season 1.
Okay.
So perfect. Get ready for that. And okay. You guys, thank you so much for listening. Email us, tweet us, get at us.
Yeah.
And we will talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.